Shalom, shalom, shalom. It's your girl Jetty, Empress Jetty the Rabble Rouser, coming at you from just outside of Philadelphia. Hope everybody's blessed and protected by the Most High on today, but I know you're not. I know you're not. Well, listen, only five of you listen, so those five of you might be, but listen, these are perilous times indeed. The scriptures tell us that at least two-thirds of humanity are wicked and working for demons. I hope it's not you. Listen, if you haven't already, head on over to the YouTube channel, Black Enlightainment. Listen to that playlist entitled The Culture and give me your thoughts on those songs. Thumbs up, thumbs down, sharing is caring. If you're an artist and you work in the industry, pray on it and perhaps we'll get to work together. I'm going to pray on it as well. And without further ado, let's get right to it. Listen, guys. We can look out, everybody can look out at the world and tell that these are the last days. Even people that are not scriptural people, even atheists, know that these are the days that are predicted in Revelations and in so many other places in the scriptures. We even know that these last days were predicted in spiritual canons that are non-biblical. From different wise people, spiritual people throughout the ages, throughout different cultures. Now, the interesting thing I read not too long ago was about an angel that is called Metatron. That angel has 70 names. That angel, when the fallen ones had come down and taught all of these things to mankind, that some of the things were forbidden to know and other things mankind was to discover in his own time, because out of necessity would have come the knowledge. And so when the fallen ones came and gave mankind all of this knowledge that was A, forbidden, or B, out of sync and out of time, it left the righteous at a huge disadvantage. And so what happened was Metatron, who is an angel who, pardon me, some would say is the spirit of Christ, because he's referred to as a king of kings. He's referred to as the most wise. He had all of the wisdom of the Most High, this Metatron, right? And I don't know his Hebrew name. I'm sure it wasn't Metatron. But he had 70 names. And what he did when the people became defiled with education and knowledge, what he did was he came down and he came to 70 nations and he taught those 70 nations knowledge and wisdom and insight by which they could counter the demons and their knowledge and wisdom and insight. And after he did that, the other angels were upset with him. They were like, well, why would you go do that? You did the same thing as the demons. And he said, basically, it's not. He said, I'm the wisest of the angels. How you gonna question me? I'm the wisest of the angels. And what I know is that these men and women are going to need this knowledge and wisdom in order to counter the attacks of the enemy. Excuse me. And so he made his case that, without the knowledge and the wisdom that he had poured out unto these 70 nations in these known by his 70 different names to these nations, that mankind was certainly doomed. And so the angels basically went to the Most High about it. And the Most High was like, yeah, he's right. He did right. And what's interesting about that is it really teaches us that we have to test the spirit by the spirit, because it's not knowledge and education and insight that we can judge whether one is righteous or not, because the angels and demons alike give those things. You have prodigies that use their gift for evil, as well as you have prodigies that use their gift for good. You have scientists who have deep understanding of biology And some of them use it to poison mankind, and some of them use it to heal. But at the end of the day, what you're going to find is that the spirit of truth and righteousness is two things above all else: compassionate and just. Compassionate and just. And so when you are wondering if you or someone you know or love or are dealing with is operating in a spirit of Yah, or if they're operating in a spirit of wickedness and darkness, you've got to ask yourself two things. Does this person represent compassion? And does this person represent justice? And the thing about understanding compassion and justice is they are not opposites to one another like the world would tell us. The fact is, true justice knows exactly when to apply compassion and when to draw a sharp sword and cut someone or something to pieces, to slay. And you can't extend a true sense of compassion if you don't operate in a true sense of justice. Because a true sense of justice gets all of the information so that they know what is appropriate. And we've talked about this before. I've used the example of if you've got a neighbor that always steals from you, rather than erect a bigger fence, find out why this neighbor's always stealing from you and maybe remedy it. If you've got enough money to build a bigger fence, you might have enough money to employ that neighbor so that now they don't have to steal from you. Now they have bread. Now they have enough money to pay for whatever it is that they were paying for when they were stealing from you. But then again, if you've got a neighbor and they're not in need and they steal from you, then you wouldn't extend compassion just because they're your neighbor, because that's wicked. They're just stealing just to be wicked. And so then you would be relentless in your handling of them. You would be ready to chop off a hand. You would be willing to chop off their hand to stop them from stealing. And so a true heart of justice is always going to be compassionate when it is appropriate, and is always going to be harsh when it is appropriate. And so what you're going to look for as you run to and fro in these end time streets, trying to find out who and what to cling to, you better be looking for a heart of justice. You'd better be looking for those who are looking to bind up the wounds and who are looking to raise up the head of the widows and the fatherless. You better be looking for those who are coming against the power of the strong. You better be looking for those who don't run behind every tagline and don't run behind every agenda, but who will go against these things of the world and in ways that are countercultural to the world, but that exactly represent the spirit of Yah. And contrary to what they've taught you, the spirit of Law will have you to lie to save a righteous one from a wicked one. The spirit of Yah would have you to steal from one who has amassed great wealth unjustly to feed the poor. That's just the truth. Read the scriptures. And what has happened because we follow the ways of the world is we're more offended when you steal from the rich, wicked one. We're more offended when you steal from the poor than when you steal from the rich, wicked one. We don't mind you stealing from the poor. We just think that's part of, you know, poverty culture, just to steal from one another. But if you steal from the rich, oh my God, how could you? How could you offend? These kinds of things. And so you have to have a level of wisdom. And that wisdom is going to build in you humility. Because what's going to happen is you're going to fall out of the favor of all of the favorites of man. You're going to become reviled. You're going to become hated. You're going to become mocked. You're going to lose things that you're just going to be countercultural. So when the mass culture is feasting, you'll be mourning. When the mass culture is mourning, you'll be celebrating. And I just want to encourage you guys to think about that. To really think about that. And to think about how the so-called church, the synagogue of Satan, this doctrine of demons that Paul has taught, how contrary it is to the rest of Scripture, and how it creates a body of so-called believers who don't stand for anything that the Most High stood for, who love what he hates and hate what he loves, who rejoice in that which Yah mourns in. You know, the souls of the righteous, the saints, they're underneath of the altar at the throne of Yah, crying out for the Most High to avenge their souls, avenge the earth for the wickedness done unto the earth and to mankind, to the righteous ones. They're not there crying out, mercy, 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 have mercy on the wicked. That's just not what they're doing. Eternally, they cry out, avenge us. And the Most High said, I will avenge you. And it's not a cry to touch the suffering with more suffering, unless they're wicked. And it's not a cry to take abundance from the prosperous, unless they're wicked. We should keep that in mind. We should be sobered by it. This is the coming out. This is the coming out, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to see things from the perspective of the Most High. We've got to stop excusing things because, well, they're about their money, or they had to make money, or, well, that's their family. You can't expect them to go against family. Or, well, that's what the law says. And so, oh, well, too bad. It's legal. Like, we've got to stop this. That church has led you astray. Paul has led you astray. The Most High calls to the hearts of those who truly have a heart for righteousness that you not be cowards. Cowards are first in Revelation's list of who has their place in the lake of fire. And I'm starting to understand why. Because many of you think you have a heart of justice, but you're cowards. You won't even come out of your churches. You won't even come out of those false teachings. You won't even deny the authority of these prophets and pastors who Rome gave authority to, because they accepted the lies that Rome taught them about the scriptures. You won't even go to those who have studied the scriptures for themselves and who've come up with contrary understanding and doctrine to your pastor, because you don't want to offend your pastor, and because your pastor has been ordained by a university of this and that. And where scripturally does the Most High ever tell us that the heathens would teach us his word? They should never be over us, much less teaching us the things of Yah. And many of you want to love Yah, but you don't want to love him enough to be courageous and to come out. But you have to come out. You have to be willing to offend those whom Yah is offended by, including yourself. Oh, I pray that the Most High would guard our steps and guide our steps. These are perilous, perilous last times. You have to come out. You have to come out. They've done wickedness upon wickedness upon wickedness for so many generations. Yah is slaying them and all who cling to them. All who cling to them. Yah says, let them incline to you. You don't incline to them. You stand in Yah's word and righteousness and truth, and the righteous of heart will be drawn to you. I just want to encourage you. The fight is on. Y'all be glorified, magnified, and praised. Y'all have a blessed one.